There's something about Australia, its ancient culture, its vast expanses, its rough terrain, the fact that it was a penal colony. It all makes it a great setting for terrific stories. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two novels set in the land down under. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Cattle ranchers Nathan and Bub Bright are standing over the body of their middle brother, dead in the brutal heat in the Australian outback. Was it suicide? Did someone force him out there? Neither possibility makes any sense until the shocking and heartbreaking last pages of this crime masterpiece. In The Lost Man, Jane Harper magnificently evokes the landscape and culture of this remote Australian territory, which is not just the setting for this tale of family secrets, but a key element in the plot. Three Bright brothers share the oversight of their gigantic parcel of land, so big that their houses are many hours apart. Nathan, the main character, seems like a good man, yet there's some secret in his past that has made him a pariah, banned from the only town nearby. Cameron, the brother who's died, was the hero of the family, the one everybody loved, with a beautiful wife and two daughters. His mother and the much younger third brother, Bub, also live with him at the family homestead, along with a ranch manager who's been with the Brights forever. They're also hosting a couple of young seasonal workers. There's no way a man like Cameron would have accidentally let himself get stranded at this exposed, isolated spot without water. Suicide doesn't make much sense, but if there's been foul play, who could it be? There's no one for hundreds of miles except those few people I just mentioned. It's like one of those Agatha Christie country house whodunits threaded through a dark and moving domestic drama. Josephine Williams' novel Extinctions introduces us to retired architecture professor Frederick Lothian, an unlikable man spending what seems to be the last scene of his final act in an awful retirement community in Perth. Into his cramped apartment, he has stuffed the detritus of his life. His beautiful Breuer chair, brawn turntable, and other treasures are shoved in with unwashed dishes, abandoned meals, and more painful memories than it seems possible to bear. Having had a beautiful, kind, infinitely tolerant wife, Martha, and two fine children, Lothian has lost them all. Martha has died, and his grown daughter and son are distanced in ways that become clear later in the book. Lothian has done everything possible to avoid meeting his neighbors, but whether he likes it or not, the green-eyed woman next door with the dozens of annoying pet birds is coming into his life. Jan is a fantastic character, and it will take all the wit, insight, patience, and ultimately exasperation she can muster to pry this old nut from his shell. The metaphorical layering with regard to extinctions, the ends of things, is beautifully accomplished, and a wide variety of other interesting matters, the treatment of women in engineering school and patriarchal families, of Aboriginals in Australian society, of old people in retirement villages, are touched on as well. The various sad backstories are teased out slowly and patiently, but also on the way are unforeseen, uplifting developments, new possibilities for growth, change, reconciliation, and happiness. This is a really fine, deeply intelligent book about aging and damaged families, with so much to think about and so much unexpected hope.
The books are The Lost Man by Jane Harper and Extinctions by Josephine Wilson. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. Don't forget to check out the Weekly Reader Book Club. The first meeting is April 11th at Bird in Hand. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.
See you at Book Club.